This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, this morning we're going to hear from the Seed Care Technical Product Lead for Syngenta. As I'm sure you're well aware, there are lots of new products on the market for the ag industry, and I had a chance to visit with Dale Ireland about Syngenta's new seed treatment, Clariva Complete Beans.
Clariva Complete Beans is a seed treatment that you apply to any bean that you purchase. You can also, depending on the brand, you can also order Clariva Complete Beans on your beans right from the brand, depending on what brand that is. What Clariva Complete Beans is a combination of a revolutionary new nematicide, Clariva, that offers season-long SCN protection. It has three fungicides that protect against all the major seed and seedling attacking diseases, as well as the nation's leading insecticide, Cruiser, to protect against early season insect pests. So that combination, Clariva Complete Beans, is the most comprehensive disease, nematode, and insect protection you can buy.
And that's really something to be looking forward to. That's really an outstanding system that you have, because those are some really big issues that farmers face yearly with their crops.
Well, Clariva Complete offers the nematicide that's season-long against SCN, the number one pest. If you take the number two, number three, number four, and number five pest of soybean pathogens, the soybean diseases, and add those together, it doesn't quite equal the amount that the number one pest, soybean cyst nematode, steals from the U.S. soybean grower. So it's number one far and away compared to the other soybean pathogens that are out there.
And let's touch on the damage that the soybean cyst nematodes do annually for farmers. About how many bushels is that damaging each year?
It takes over 100 million bushel from the U.S. soybean grower every year. What's amazing to me is that the soybean cyst nematode doesn't seem to get quite the respect it deserves. Taking over $1 billion, that's with a B, $1 billion from the U.S. soybean grower every year. And the way that it does that, it doesn't actually, like, take out soybeans in an entire county in Illinois. What it does is it takes a small amount across tens of millions of acres every year. So if you're not managing that pest, it's taking yield, it's taking profit from the soybean grower without them even knowing it, kind of out of sight, out of mind, if you will.
And something I believe that goes hand in hand with the soybean cyst nematodes, sudden death syndrome in beans. So kind of talk about what that looks like in a farmer's field.
Sure. Katie, SDS, or sudden death syndrome, is one of those diseases that always gets the top headline because it's so visual. I mean, farmers do not forget when SDS shows up in their field or maybe a neighbor's field. They see that yellow chlorosis beginning to show up in the canopy, and you get premature leaf drop and very, very significant yield loss. And what can happen is, generally, when you see SDS in the worst areas, soybean cyst nematode is also present. Sudden death syndrome is made worse by soybean cyst nematode. And because of this, we recommend on an annual basis, because soybean cyst nematode is a problem every year, and SDS is only a problem typically once every 4 or 5 years, it's very bad, that you manage SCN every year, and that will help reduce the amount of impact from sudden death syndrome. If you do have sudden death syndrome more often than that, we recommend that you put a fungicide by the name of Mirtec in along with your Clariva Complete Beans. And that's a very nice economical package for managing both SDS and SCM.
Now, just to kind of clarify, the Clariva seed treatment, that needs to go directly on the seed, and then the fungicide, would that be applied post-plant, or how does that work?
The Mirtec would also be applied on the seed along with the Clariva Complete if you're looking for the most SDS protection that Syngenta offers. What's oftentimes not understood about SDS, the symptoms that you see about this time, or maybe in the next month or so, starting to show up in your soybean field, is actually caused by an infection that occurs very early. So seed treatments can actually provide some pretty good protection against SDS. But let's not get sidetracked, because SDS is only an issue once every four to five years, whereas SCM is a problem every year. And it takes small amounts across a lot of acres, and that's why it is far and away the number one pest. What we recommend, and what a lot of extension agencies recommend, Katie, is that you do fall soil sampling for soybean cyst nematode. You can just take a subsample of your fertility soil sample that you're getting your fertilizer recommendations made from. You can composite those together, a small portion of those across a field, and get an idea whether you have SCM. And if you have SCM present, you can send those to a nematode lab like there at Champaign or other private labs there in Illinois. And what you can do is confirm that you have SCM and then start taking proactive steps to manage it. Things like rotating with non-host crops like corn or wheat or alfalfa. Those would all be non-host crops. Then using resistant genetics. And although those resistant genetics are no longer working as well as they once did because of overuse, they still offer some good protection. And then using a seed-applied nematicide like Clariva Complete, those are all important tools to use in managing SCM.
Well, Dale, we've mentioned a lot of great information about both the Clariva beans and the Mirtect fungicide. If listeners and farmers would like more information, who could they talk to or where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, so ClarivaCompleteBeans.com is a website, ClarivaCompleteBeans.com, or they can go to their local Syngenta seed treatment dealer, or you can order it on several major brands of soybeans, including Northrop King beans. You can actually order directly on your beans when you're getting them from your soybean seed provider.
And also, possibly, will there be some more information on this, maybe a display at Farm Progress Show, which is already next month?
Absolutely. I'll be at the Farm Progress Show. We'll be talking about Clariva. We'll be talking about all of our latest fungicides and insecticide seed treatments. Be happy to talk with any of your listeners.
And once again, Dale Ireland, Seed Care Technical Product Lead for Syngenta. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.